points, the S&P 500 24 points higher. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Hey, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority, to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and...
Oh! Bill, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This is not headline news. Britney Spears spent her first day of freedom on the phone in her car. We assume she wasn't making Thanksgiving plans with her family. Carrie Underwood released a song called Stretchy Pants. It takes place in a fictional world where Carrie has the same problems as the rest of us. The average person expects to gain 8 pounds throughout the holiday season, which will be great news for the majority of us who will be above average. And United Airlines is resuming onboard sales of hard liquor. So great news for duct tape suppliers. But unfortunately, the booze won't be available for the people who need it the most. The flight attendants. This is not headline news.
All right, we're going to get started here with Happy Hour in just a minute. I want to give something to listen. A little test drive before we add it to the routine.
Sure.
And, Henry, you better be telling me the truth here, buddy, because I don't feel like getting yelled at today. But it's catchy. It's sort of a hip-hop Christmas tune. And you'll never believe who it's all about.
Oh, my God, it's Santa Claus! And Joe Biden! My wish came true! He's getting impeached! Now the whole nation's screaming, let's go, Brandon! They're trying to cancel the culture, but they can't ban us. I told Santa we need Trump back. Four more years of 45, I'm good with that. I know we all tired of Sleepy Joe. But Kamala is a ho, ho, ho. Call Common and Vixen, we headed straight to the White House. To cancel 46, I'ma need some white out. Now I know the holidays are meant for family fun. But this Christmas, I need me a Red Ryder gun. Hunter by the sniffer, so we on that Charlie Brown. Do Nancy P like Jack Frost and let him melt to the ground. Dashing through the White House, searching for Sleepy Joe, trying to peach. I check my list, once check my list, twice he's in the basement again. Let's go, Brandon, let's go, Brandon. Patriots all around the world. Let's go, Brandon, let's go, Brandon. Scream it loud, let your voice be heard. We want four more years of Trump. Even Democrats know what's up. We want four more years of Trump. Everybody in the country know what's up. Dashing through the Dominion with fake votes. All the Patriots a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Trump told me he's coming back to save America.
Now, that's funky.
Yeah.
Not bad. And it has that festive feel to it, which we crave at this time of the year.
Yes.
So when I come in today, I always stick my head in Jay's Jaquarium and say, hi, what's new? And there's never anything new. And he asked me the same. And I said, well, this is one of those rare days where I didn't walk in the building and want to murder somebody. Because by the time I get here after watching the news, that's kind of how I feel. So the boss yesterday said, stop looking at Fox and Drudge. I don't even look at Drudge anymore. What a sad, interesting thing, though. I did not realize this. I have been trying to get engaged with that impeachment series running on FX.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the Monica Lewinsky. And first of all, it's horribly cast. It's horribly cast. Monica Lewinsky, I can't remember the name of the actress playing her, looks nothing like her. Monica Lewinsky, I thought, had a very positive, bright karma about herself. I'm not...
youthful effervescence.
Yeah, it's the 24-year-old kid. This woman looks like she's been through... looks too old and too angry to be her. And at times, you think the casting is trying to, I mean, they get every horrible shot they can in on Republicans. But I love historical documentaries. Anybody remembers the 80s and Winds of War? I was a kid then, but I stuck to that. And that was appointment TV. You didn't have DVRs. You couldn't. It actually predated the ability to record stuff like that for most people, because VCRs were still super expensive. That was also Polly Bergen. Wow, there's a memory. So I have not, but if anybody else has a thought on it, you're welcome to share it at 272-9228. All callers to the show this week qualify to be my guest at Baumhauer's. Rosie and I will host you at dinner.
Woo.
Yeah. You're probably sick of me, but this is your chance to get to know Rosie a little bit better. So if you want to be in that drawing, just leave your first name and last initial. with Rosie when you call and say, I'd like to register to be your guest. That's all we need.
Yeah.
We're not going to do any silly contests that torture people like, you've got this. I mean, that's for people I like.
Very simple.
Yeah, I know you can get away with it. Know what I'm saying? All right, and there's all kinds of other crap. The Rittenhouse thing makes me sick. Somehow this has become a racial thing, even though I just don't understand that. Since none of the principals or victims were people of color. What the idea that these people can sit outside the courthouse and chant what they're chanting while the jurors are deliberating is just wrong.
Yeah.
Just wrong. I would... how. This is not justice. How can the jury... let's be human beings here. If you were on that jury, you heard that crap going on outside that building, you know what the run-up to this trial has been and what the verdict expected is on his kid. This business that the media gins up these expected verdicts, and then when the truth comes out, like Darren Wilson and so many of those other stories, and they never take it back. It's like Russian collusion. Now that it's out there, and even the Post and those liberal bullcrap media organizations have, acknowledged that, yeah, it was a hoax and it was perpetrated originating with the Clinton campaign in 2016. And the abuses that went, I mean, they're kind of downplaying all of that. But the whole idea that there is only one acceptable verdict in this, this is nothing more than people who want to burn, loot, and riot. It's got nothing to do with justice. And I don't think 500 National Guard people's enough. They're just waiting on this. This is, if they don't get the verdict they want, and at this point, I don't think they will, although it will take tremendous courage for the jury to call this the right way, because they're being threatened.
Yeah.
It's not the way it's supposed to work. Yet somehow it continues. And we have these, it's almost like a regular series of trials where the facts don't support the case, but it's a media circus. I think they do it for ratings, although it doesn't seem to be helping anybody. I mean, CNN's getting ready to fire almost everybody and actually try to become a news network again. But you know what? That ship may have sailed.
I don't think so.
You can say we're a news organization now. You may get some curiosity tune-ins, but nobody's going to believe you. Not for a long time. That's going to take time. And on and on and on. This whole stupid infrastructure bill, that is not law yet, is it? I'm so confused by it. There's two bills, and I know the House pinched the loaf of the last one out, but the Senate's got to still pass it, right?
No, he signed it yesterday.
Now, does anybody understand what that disaster is? You know, one of the ways they want to fund this is to beef up the IRS so anybody, and you think they don't know how you vote? You're dreaming. You'll be getting audited every 5 minutes. Oh, and are they still going to do the thing where they want to report on every transaction in your bank account up to a certain...
I think that's in the other bill.
It better stay there. What the hell's going on here? I posted a meme this afternoon of the Nazis asking for your papers from World War II. Totally legit picture. The one next to it is the totally legit picture 80 years later. Same stuff. Well, it's got 45 shares. Go see that. Get that out there. This is what's happening. The bill that passed, is that the one that's given the illegals $400,000?
I think that's in the other, in the...
What we know...
Yeah.
And David Blackman pointed out yesterday is that only $150 billion of this albatross actually goes to infrastructure like freshly paved roads. Hey, if you're going to spend $150 billion, do you think you could put a fresh coat of asphalt on Seminole Drive? The mayor was on national TV this morning with the signing of this thing. I don't know what we're getting out of it, but he was on CNN, so nobody saw it. 3:15. Mortgage interest rates continue to be at record lows. For some reason, with all the chaos and swirling in the financial communities, mortgage interest rates have remained incredibly low. And if you think, and you probably can, if you haven't checked, you should certainly call Morris Capuano at 409-9300 and find out what rate you qualify for, because you may not want to downsize physically, but you can downsize your payment or take some money out and maybe make an improvement or two to your home that will make it worth even more. Nothing wrong with spoiling it. Hey, you only make this journey once, so make it as comfortably as you can. And if you're thinking about becoming a first-time home buyer, here's your guy. Perfectly suited for the first-time home buyer or the 20th, because this is what he lives to do, and he takes everything in stride. So he'll guide you through the process. That's Morris Capuano. Dozens of programs through Renaissance Bank. You may qualify for one of those. 409-9300, Renaissance Bank's an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 88697. Richie?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Not only are our days getting warmer, our nights are not nearly as cold as they have been. For tonight, clear skies, overnight low temperatures, still chilly, upper 40s. Tomorrow, more sunshine. A very warm day for November with a high in the upper 70s. Thursday, still warm, high temperature up to about 76. Risk of a few spotty showers as a front moves through. Then breezy and cooler on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thanksgiving is coming, and every year my husband's condition prevents us all from enjoying the holiday.
You know, all politicians lie. I mean, this is nothing new here. They've been doing this for years. You know, we're
you see, my husband has a bladder control problem. When he's in social situations, he can't control his bladder, so at any expected time, it just starts streaming out.
They're never going to fix the Middle East. We should just leave them and let them all have it out. Then we pick
I thought maybe I could just banish him to the kid table or give our guests earplugs, and then I found Blatherx. Just two Blatherx tablets in his beer, and he's sleeping off the Thanksgiving meal while we all watch football.
All these people on welfare, we should make them get off their buggy.
Blather control is no laughing matter. So now there's Blatherx, available over the counter near the big fat turkey aisle of your favorite store.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
I hate to say it, but the guy on Blatherx is right. I see all these people hustling cars on the interstate exits. There's a lot of jobs available out there, I'm just saying. Welcome to Happy Hour, Christoph. It's me and Rosie.
And here they are.
Come on, Jeb.
Please clap.
That was the funny thing about Chris Christie, who, I don't know what he's drinking or smoking, but he's delusional enough to think he can run a successful campaign for president. Krispy Kreme Christie, sitting on the beach there when he told everybody else you couldn't go years ago. Really? Are mushrooms legal in New Jersey now? Are you, running through the cow patties? Fat ass. God, I fell for that clown. When was that? I think it was around 2010. He was one of the first to speak out about some of the crap Obama was doing. And I remember Glenn Beck called him conservative porn. But not really. Not by my measuring stick, anyway. Let's see. So, we are, we've already talked about the expected variable. Oh, Biden's approval hits a new low. God, every day that's a headline. His approval keeps getting lower.
And Leon's getting larger.
Oh, real clear politics. Well, 41%. I don't believe it's that high. I don't believe it's even close to that high. What moron, watching what is happening with people running into the country across fundamentally an open border, gas prices, unless you're uber wealthy, and then the every time you go to the store, everything is a little more expensive than the last time you went. And all these great plans they have for us, all electric vehicles and all this other crap. Well, they're all flying around in private jets to conferences to decide how we should live our lives. Fork these people, man. So 41% thinks that's great. Look, we know that a certain percent of the country can never be fixed. And maybe there's people who are so committed to their ideology, they don't care what the number... This is why they stick the fingers in and you go... They don't want to hear because they know you're right and they're wrong. Concern over Biden's approach to China? There should be concern about Biden's approach to the toilet, among every other thing that's out there. China. Here's your test today, Joe. Find it on a map. The nerve. Can a president be sued for libel, slander?
Not while he's in office.
Well, because if I'm on Rittenhouse's team, this a-hole in the White House telling this kid who just turned 18, calling him a white supremacist based on what? From a man who still includes the word Negro in his vocabulary. Does that strike anybody as slightly hypocritical? Because it does me. Joe, I think that word kind of vanished from the lexicon about 55 years ago. But Kyle Rittenhouse is the white supremacist we all need to be worried about. You know what they're doing? They are so abusing these terms, and they throw them around so loosely. Again, Nicholas Sandman may be a billionaire by the time he's 25 when he finishes collecting checks from the Post and every other news organization that slandered him. I don't know what's... We still don't know the exact size of the check that CNN had to cut, but I hear it was 10 figures. And that could be anywhere from 10 million to 100 or 99 million, whatever. And the rest of them are going to have to pay too. Do they have that kind of money? Is George Soros underwriting this chaos?
Probably.
I don't worry about what you say. If you get sued, I'll cover it. Uh-huh. I think there's going to be more of that. I think there should be more of that. Because the media opens a mouth and comes to a conclusion or a verdict before the facts are... Just like they did. I wonder if Trump... 4 years, they hounded and made... And they knew they were telling a lie the whole time. Don't tell me, oh, I'm surprised with these indictments that Durham's coming up with that expose this whole phony collusion. They're not surprised. They knew it was a lie when they were telling it.
Yep.
So cut the crap, folks. So 41%, that's, that's frighteningly high, if it's true, but I don't think it is. I would say Joe's approval is somewhere around 30. But, you know, you also have people, just like when Trump was in the White House, who don't want to tell the truth when they're asked a question. And somehow, Trump became far more popular, just like Ronald Reagan did, during his first term and got all those extra votes out in his reelection campaign, but somehow this dynamo named Joe Biden, that firecracker, that firebrand with great ideas to build back better, you know, their whole thing, it's like America's a collection of grade schoolers. So we better come up with ideas that grade schoolers can understand. Quick break, 325. Again, if you would like to be a part of our drawing to be my guest, you may register at our guest registry, which is run by Rosie.
Yes.
At 272-9228. And we'll do that drawing on Friday around 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Right now it's 325. Here's our first traffic update for the afternoon.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we're a bit busy in some spots around the boulevard this afternoon. Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, Vaughn Road, and East Boulevard, Taylor Road, Vaughn to I-85. And we've got a good bit of traffic on Norman Bridge Road outbound, as well as Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, 231 to Wetumpka. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated all the way to the house this afternoon. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, whatever you're looking for. You'll find it at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They're on East Boulevard for Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at Brubaker.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Isn't it a pain when your heating or cooling unit starts going bad? And there you are, limping along with that old system, hoping and praying it will hang in just a little longer. Don't go through that again. You can be comfortable all year round with a reliable, efficient Brian HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Brian product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Brian dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any plumbing issues you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryant. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
My stomach.
Don't worry. I've got you covered.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
What's that?
It's Pepto-Bismol Chews.
Pepto-Bismol's in a chew?
Yeah, they taste great and provide fast relief. And you can always have Pepto-Bismol handy.
Ooh, let me try it.
Try Pepto-Bismol Chews for fast relief.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Panera believes in saying yes. Yes to clean, fresh ingredients. Yes to the new chicken sausage and pepperoni flatbread topped with rich mozzarella. Yes to delicious mac and cheese. Yes to putting it on a sandwich, creating the grilled mac and cheese sandwich. And yes to impromptu road trips to Sandwich, Illinois. Because that's living life to the flavor fullest. Get $1 delivery when you order on our app. Panera. Live your yes. Pricing and product availability may vary. Visit PaneraBread.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
LGB. 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 LGB.
They say
LGB
everywhere. What it means.
I don't know.
LGB.
Whatever it is.
LGB.
Kamala, help me. Please.
Please.
All righty then.
Thank you.
LGB.
That let's go, Brandon. Right?
LGB.
This means let's go, Brandon. No.
LGB.
Sounds like let's go, Brandon. I guess.
LGB.
All right.
Let's go, Brandon.
Cornholio.
Chant
LGB.
Right wing and left wing.
LGB.
Oh, you know the thing.
LGB.
If you don't sing,
that black.
L-G-B.
And you ain't black.
L-G-B.
Let's go, Brandon.
L-G-B.
Let's go, Brandon.
L-G-B.
Let's go, Brandon.
F-J-B. Let's go, Brandon.
I'm Joe Biden, and I
forgot
this message.
All right, it is 3:30 already. Aren't we having fun?
Yeah.
Are we having fun yet?
No.
In a few minutes?
No.
After four?
No.
Okay. That's just the way it is with him.
Yeah, that guy never has any fun.
I've been doing a little work here. I want to thank listener Doc Green, who is a big contributor to our Morning Maroon feature.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just gathering some of his latest stories here so I could print them. And, I wish we could set the default printers to something. Flip on long edge. No, none. Single page. Now print, bitch. Machine, excuse me. I got a little gangster on you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay. We had a call, and I'm so glad that we have people who are paying attention to the Babylon Bee.
Yeah.
It's really like the last honest media. It's one of the last places that can still make you laugh over serious stuff. And usually Monday or Tuesday, they come out with a whole bunch of new stories. Satire, okay? Even though, which a-hole group was? Oh, it was Facebook. Shaded a Babylon Bee story for fact-checking purposes. it's pretty well known they're a satire site. Anyway, what do we have here today?
Facebook doesn't understand satire.
No. Because you know why? Liberals have no sense of humor.
That's right.
Their sense of humor is totally into cruel crap. Like what you see on SNL. Beto O'Rourke. We were talking about him with David Blackman yesterday. He has announced his bid to lose the Texas governor race.
Yeah.
And I can't think. He always looks the same. He's always got one arm up, and he's always spewing bullcrap. And, so he's already working on his concession speech, according to the Bee. Then we have, this is tough, we have a liberal parent who is trying to figure out how to cheer for his son, Brandon. You know, we've actually destroyed some good names.
Yeah.
Like Karen. And now Brandon. It'll pass. Bernie Sanders praises China for eradicating poverty by killing all the poor people. That's one way to do it. You get rid of those parts of the population that are strictly, drain on the economy, can't really work or do anything. Just make them go away, kind of like we're getting ready to do here. Let's see.
But don't ask John Kerry about it, because that's not his wheelhouse.
I wouldn't ask John Kerry for the time.
Yeah.
Let's see. Every Sesame Street character, according to the Bee, will now wear a label on their forehead. Let's see. So what does it say? White, black, Jew, Mexican, Korean. I think they finally added an Asian character to the cast. But you see, that's okay. But you see, this contradicts what I always was taught about America, the great melting pot.
Yeah.
Where people come from all walks to become Americans. But that doesn't work for the people that want to achieve ultimate power in this country. We must divide, so we keep labeling everybody. And, we just played that Let's Go Brandon thing. You know, because the chant in there is LGP. There are some groups, LGBTQ groups, that are out of their minds over that. And again, maybe there's things I just don't understand. But why do I even need to know what you do in the privacy of your own home? I can't get past that. Should anybody harm you or I just don't need to know. Why would anybody need to know? It's not a race. It's not a skin color. You know, I just don't understand. I think there's been a huge step forward around the country in acceptance and, you know, kumbaya. Maybe I'm wrong. But there's no reason why anybody needs to know what you do.
Yeah, if you listen to the news media, you wouldn't believe that. But when you get down to the grassroots, people are people.
No, I just got a text from Skipper. Taylor Road, just past the entrance to East Chase before I-85. Vehicles are in the center lane. Great. That's an if you're going to have a wreck and you want to be in the traffic reports for the whole afternoon, that's a good place to go have an accident. Unbelievable. Let's see. What else do we have from the B today? Kenosha residents paint their doorposts with Black Lives Matter in preparation for the verdict. That too, it's again, Kenosha. It's a little town by Lake Michigan. It's right between the northern suburbs of Chicago and the southern suburbs of Milwaukee. And I spent some time there in 1992. I was going to take a gig in Kenosha. And I actually kind of fell in love with it. I found this great apartment complex facing the lake. It's beautiful. Beach was right across the street. And I thought, man, this is the ultimate way to make a big city income without having to live in a big city, which is so untenable these days. Beautiful place. It's where people go for picnics and bratwurst. So how this became the center of a conflagration, that escapes me. And they're just, you know, I'm sorry. They're just there waiting. They'll find something to get pissed off about. And as soon as the first window gets broken or the first Molotov cocktail gets tossed, they better step in and stop it quickly and make it real clear. No, this is not peaceful protest. As we remember last summer, an idiot, I think that was another great moment in CNN's history, standing out in front of a 5/11 alarm fire in Minneapolis. Fiery, but mostly peaceful protest. God, they must think beyond stupid. All right, we have local news in just a moment here. Talked to Bob Baumhauer today. He's eager to find out. He wanted to know what I thought about the refresh at the Boulevard location. In fact, that's one reason why Bob wanted to do this little promotion about being my guest. All we need is your first name and last initial at 272-9228. And I told him, I said, you know what I like? I said, it seems like the restaurant got bigger because there's more open space. There's better TVs. The TVs are phenomenal. And they've changed the angles, but you're still never going to miss any important moment in sports while you're enjoying some of the best food on the planet. I should start giving some thought to what I'm going to get there tomorrow. I know this. Sweet potato fries will be part of the equation.
Yes.
With the Thai sweet. That is so good. Have you never tried that? Have you tried that?
No.
Well, get over there and try it. You may not agree with me on anything else, but you'll love that. All the great chicken, in addition to the wing combos that they offer, the Ali Marie chicken, the black and white chicken with the white barbecue sauce, the dirty rice, and their amazing broccoli. Great place to celebrate a birthday.
Yeah.
Or celebrate with us tomorrow night. We're there. And one of you will be my guest at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, Baumhauer's.com, for more information on the menu. And Bob says hi. Sapsucker.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Opelika authorities have ruled the death of a 2-year-old girl as a homicide. Authorities have charged 28-year-old Chastity Baker and 28-year-old Jamario Mitchell with murder. The Lee County coroner says the child died from multiple blunt force trauma. Baker and Mitchell are being held in the Lee County Jail on a $450,000 bond. Native American tribal leaders are calling on Governor Ivey to assist them in retrieving artifacts. Members of the Muskogee Nation say the University of Alabama is holding the remains of 5,800 of their tribal members along with several artifacts. Leaders are heading up to Tuscaloosa next week for meetings with the University of Alabama officials. A lost and nearly forgotten bridge is rediscovered in Selma. Now a group of residents want to try to restore it. The old Haddonfield Bridge connected downtown to Selma and to the west side of town. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The more options you have, the better, Alabama. So if you have Medicare, give yourself choice and flexibility with United Healthcare. As Alabama's number one Medicare Advantage plan provider, United Healthcare offers plans designed to meet your health and budget needs with great benefits like a $0 plan premium, low copay on covered prescriptions, and more. Take advantage of your options. Call United Healthcare today at 1-855-605-3184. That's 1-855-605-3184. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Hey, everybody. This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only are our days getting warmer, our nights are not nearly as cold as they have been. For tonight, clear skies, overnight low temperatures, still chilly, upper 40s. Tomorrow, more sunshine. A very warm day for November with a high in the upper 70s. Thursday, still warm, high temperature up to about 76. Risk of a few spotty showers as a front moves through, then breezy and cooler on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I feel about as fresh as 3-day-old roadkill this morning. Man, I thought I'd be immune from catching a cold from all my years performing in the bed of that pickup truck that we turned into a hot tub and then filled up with creamed corn. But I guess I ain't, because here I am coughing my head off and sneezing so dang hard I think I dislodged my sternum. And before y'all come at me with the take vitamin C or lay off the tequila, I'm going to share with y'all my secret for kicking cold butt. I call it the cold incarcerator. It's a glob of honey, a shot of Fireball, and then either a cayenne pepper or a flaming hot Cheeto, just whatever you got on hand. And not only is it good for kicking a cold, but, and don't ask me how, but it will also clear up hickeys in a snap.
Oh, wow.
Okay, y'all, I gotta go. Black Friday's coming up, so I need to look into earning some extra money on that OnlyFans webpage.
I wouldn't know anything about it. It is 344 at News Talk 93.1 FM. What was I talking about just a minute ago about Nicholas Sandman?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the kid that won, has already won like tens of millions of dollars in libel verdicts.
Right.
Guess what? He's got an article he wrote on the Daily Mail. Is the Daily Mail an American newspaper?
No.
You are correct. It is not. Why do we have to go across the Atlantic Ocean to get honest news? So in this article, he says, the parallels between me and Kyle Rittenhouse are impossible not to draw. Kyle was 17 when he became a household name after that terrible tragedy in Kenosha. I was 16 when I was catapulted into the national conversation by video of an encounter with a Native American activist on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Kyle was almost immediately labeled a white supremacist and a domestic terrorist. To many, my red MAGA hat clearly meant that I was a racist. In only hours, a CNN host tweeted an image of me writing, honest question, have you ever seen a more punchable face than this kid, a 60-year-old kid? See, they got no problem when a 60-year-old boy puts on a skirt and rapes a girl in the ladies' room. That's okay. That's okay. Anyway, back to the article. Kyle wasn't given his day in court by his critics, and neither was I. The attacks on Kyle came from the national news media just as they came for me. They came quickly without hesitation because Kyle was an easy target. They thought they could paint in the way they wanted to. This is the problem with liberal media outlets. They're not liberal. Stop using the word liberal. They're fascist media outlets. They print what they're told. Here's the only opinion that's welcome on our website. Let's be real here. Liberal. There's nothing liberal about today's liberal. They want to get the story first, get the most views, make the most money, advance the agenda for their liberal patrons. These outlets cover themselves when they're wrong with small footnotes at the end of long articles clarifying the new information has come out and they've updated their coverage. News shouldn't be a scoreboard that constantly changes. News is about coverage that includes a statement of facts that does not need to be corrected, but there's that word again, the liberal media doesn't do this. It's just the media. Fox is slightly out of this loop, but they're close enough where they should pay attention to. So every single label on Kyle as a terrorist, white supremacist, and school shooter in the streets of Kenosha will only ever be withdrawn after the damage has been done. In our hyper-polarized society, the first impression of Kyle has been set in stone probably for the rest of his life. So to President Joe Biden, LeBron James, King James of Assholia, Congresswoman Ilana Presley and every other commentator, shut up. On November 10th, LeBron James tweeted out, what tears? I didn't see one. Here's a guy that cries every time he hobbles off the basketball court. His tweets reflect the insensitivity and resentment. And every time I see him on TV, what is this push with LeBron James as some kind of a frickin' oracle? Thoughts and just get away. Go away. In the video referenced by James, Kyle breaks down as he tries to describe the moments before he made the decision to fire his weapon. It is obvious to the trauma associated with this event and how it severely affects him. Taking a life for any reason sticks with someone forever, and I have to agree with that. Yet the liberal elites would rather turn it into a joke for likes on social media. From my own experience, the death threats, feeling of no future ahead, and that millions of people hate you is enough to alter you in many concrete ways and permanently. Make no mistake, even the strongest of people cannot resist the mental impact when the media war machine targets you. With Kyle's name dragged through the mud and the clear effect it's having on him, many have started to ask the question whether Kyle should sue for defamation. While I'm by no means an attorney, I have gained some experience on the ins and outs of defamation and can offer an educated guess on what the outcome would be if he were to sue. It's important to note that defamation cases are some of the hardest to win. The plaintiff must prove that what was published about them was false. This is usually defeated by the protection of the First Amendment, as defendants claim they were expressing their opinion. Really? With mushroom clouds, that's all. A plaintiff must then prove that as a result of the publishings of the defendant, they were negatively impacted in their community. As for the previous terms Kyle's been labeled, white supremacist, terrorist, school shooter, I have my doubts as to whether these legal claims would be successful. The law case on defamation argues that these terms are opinions because a term like racist or white, if you see, you know, he's making actually the right point here. But you get smeared with that, and it's like trying to get rid of the stink from a skunk. And that's the way these children on the left operate. They call you a name. And then the media comes along and pours some gasoline on that name and sets it on fire. So that you walk around for the rest of your life with a scorch mark. And companies, they don't want to, can't have somebody who is a risk to their corporate image working for them. So what do you do for the rest of your life when you got to drag that around with you, as illegitimate as it is? So there's your point. The liberal media has got no problem with a boy wearing a skirt to school and using it to gain access to the girls' room where he can rape somebody. But they do have a problem with a kid using a legal weapon to defend himself when a gun is aimed at him. And, or you just happen to be an innocent bystander with that punchable face. It's sick. But that's our media today, without question. 351. We'll be getting an update from Skip in just a minute, because we have a situation on Taylor Road near the mall that is kind of mushrooming up. By the way, Philadelphia, the first major U.S. city to ban minor traffic stops. This is good. You know, I've heard that, I haven't seen much in the way of enforcement here, which is why you see so much aggressive driving. When people think they're going to get caught speeding, they tend not to speed. But we've kind of, I don't know what we're doing. I really don't. But they will, they just want to stop stopping cars. So you think that's going to improve the driving in Philadelphia? That's liberal logic 101 right there. We will be visiting with Skip in a moment. A reminder that this is a good time of the year to buy. If you need a mower, blower, pressure washer, anything to maintain your home and you'd like to do it yourself, Lewis Lawn has a great selection of products to choose from at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, next to Walter Craig. From the biggest names in the business, Echo, Exmark, Wright, Toro, Walker, and Shindawa Steel, and one that's gaining its reputation among all the others, the Ego. These are battery-operated mowers, both push and self-propel. No cords. Cordless, but you can get your lawn done on a single charge. Same thing with blowers and pressure washers and so forth. Nice. Really nice that you don't have to pull something to get it started. And they're very competitively priced to the gasoline-powered products. Whatever you want, they've got it. Whatever you buy, they can service it at Lewis Lawn. See Haley or Chad Sasser or TJ or any of that great team there. Open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. 244-9191 is the number for our friends at Lewis Lawn.
By Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, well, at Taylor Road, when you pass the entrance to East Chase headed up to I-85, we've got one vehicle left in the center of the road. Squad car there with it. You'll have to go left or right to get around it. Hopefully they'll get that out of the way in a few minutes, left over from an accident from a little earlier. We have got busy conditions all over the city right now, but overall we're not really doing too bad. I-65, 85 looking good. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Registration for spring underway at Trenum State with classes starting January 10th. Financial aid? You need to start now. Call Trenum State, the College for Real Careers, for Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
With inflation, the price of turkeys and fixins are going up. Thanksgiving is going to cost the most in the last 30 years. But there's a simple solution to help you with the cost. Introducing Eating Less. You may be used to eating a chicken stuffed in a duck, stuffed in a turkey, stuffed in a pig, but try tightening your belt an extra notch before dinner. Sure, you usually eat your body weight in pie, but that's going to empty your wallet. So this Thanksgiving, make it more affordable by showing some self-control.
Seconds? Oh, no, thank you. I've had enough.
There you go.
Yeah, that's not too far from what they're saying. Don't worry about this inflation. You have the money to pay these higher prices. Who are you kidding? Now we're going to do something about it. No, pay it. And quit complaining about it. Speaking of food, I'm shaking my head here. I don't want to believe this is true, but in a study published by the Journal of Environmental Psychology, studying kids between the ages of 4 and 7, they were asked to sort out 13 foods by their origin. And 41% of kids thought bacon came from plants.
Well, for some, it probably does.
I haven't heard of plant-based bacon yet. Nor do hot dogs grow as plants. I haven't heard of the plant-based hot dog yet, but 40% thought that. And just marginally less dumb than that response, 38% thought chicken nuggets came from plants, even though the word chicken is in the name chicken nuggets. What are we teaching? What are we teaching?
I have seen plant-based sausage.
Yeah.
Patties.
Well, yeah, I mean, Burger King, they got that...
Mm-hmm.
They got that burger that makes you poop green or whatever it is. 47% said French fries came from...